I'm Elizabeth Dodd, a practicing pharmacist PharmD student at the University of Alberta. Thank you for tuning in to the first episode of COVID Decoded, where I'll discuss and summarize the most up-to-date and relevant literature on various topics related to COVID. For the first episode, I'm starting with a topic of continued debate at the site I work at. It is titled, To Intensify or Not to Intensify, VTE, Anticoagulation Prophylaxis Dosing in Hospitalized COVID Patients. That is the question. I am not sure if others that are listening have been experiencing the same issue where physicians are ordering various intensities of dosing for thromboprophylaxis based on various articles that have been released throughout the pandemic suggesting different dosing intensities in these patients. Some of our physicians are ordering the standard Alberta Health Services weight-banded prophylaxis dosing of tenzapyrin, then others are ordering a made-up intermediate dose of tenzapyrin, somewhere between the standard prophylactic dose and the full anticoagulation dose for tenzapyrin. And then some of our doctors are ordering full anticoagulation dosing of tenzapyrin, while others are ordering multiple dosing intensities depending on the day. I should also mention that in Alberta, tenzapyrin is the preferred low molecular weight heparin for VTE prophylaxis, and the product that is ordered in most patients that are admitted with COVID. As we have learned over the last 15 months, the knowledge about COVID is always changing. We know that hospitalized patients with COVID appear to have an increased incidence of developing a venous thromboembolism than the general population. The exact incidence of VTE in COVID patients has been difficult to determine, but the risk of developing a VTE is higher in COVID patients that are critically ill or patients with risk factors such as obesity. This hypercoagulable state was identified early on in the pandemic, but it is not completely understood. In regards to Virchow's triad, the increased risk of VTE is thought to be due to COVID-19 causing endothelial injury, stasis due to immobility, and hypercoagulable state with increased prothrombotic factors such as fibrinogen. And also we see elevated D-dimers and inflammatory markers like CRP and ferritin. It became a recommendation in many areas, including Alberta, that all hospitalized COVID patients should receive standard weight-based VTE prophylaxis with a heparin-based product. Researchers started investigating various intensities of anticoagulation prophylactic dosing as there was an increased VTE rate seen in COVID patients on standard prophylactic dosing early on in COVID. To determine the most appropriate dosing strategy, I searched the literature to answer the following question. In hospitalized COVID patients, is intensified compared to standard low molecular weight heparin VTE prophylaxis dosing more effective for reducing occurrence of VTE with similar bleeding risk? I performed this search starting with summary resources like UpToDate, Tools for Practice, the Alberta Health Services internal page known as Insight for COVID Resources, and DynaMed. Then I searched for clinical practice guidelines, and then the databases such as Google Scholar, Medline, Cochrane, and Evidence Alerts, with the keywords being anticoagulation, VTE prophylaxis, intensity, COVID, standard versus intermediate, and standard versus therapeutic. I found around 20 articles that address this topic. The three articles I'll discuss today, I feel provide the most up-to-date summary of the information available up to May 1st of 2021, address the topic of the use of various dosing strategies of VTE prophylaxis the best, and also included the information from the other articles that I found, and are applicable to practice in Alberta and throughout Canada. The first article I'll discuss is the summary by UpToDate titled COVID-19 Hypercoagulability. The topics in this summary are updated as new evidence is available, and it is peer-reviewed by physicians and pharmacists affiliated with UpToDate to provide evidence-based medicine. It included articles of hospitalized COVID patients and acknowledges that early in the pandemic, observational studies showed mixed results with higher doses of thromboprophylaxis. HACCP-COVID, an open-label randomized trial with 20 patients published in 2020, found that patients on full anticoagulation dosing spent less days on a ventilator, but the low number of patients and being open-labeled does not provide confidence in the results due to the risk of bias. Randomized trials from 2021 did not consistently find increased doses resulted in a lower risk of VTE. VTE risk has declined and the number of events in the 2021 trials were lower than expected, reducing the certainty in the evidence. One of the 2021 trials is called Inspiration. Was a randomized trial that assigned 600 patients in ICU to intermediate or standard enoxaparin dosing. And the composite outcome was thrombosis, use of ECMO, or mortality. And it did not find the intermediate intensity dose improve the outcome, with the hazard ratio being greater than 1 favoring standard dosing, and the intermediate intensity dosing was shown to have an increased risk of major bleeding, but it was non-statistically significant compared to standard dosing. This summary recommends that hospitalized COVID patients receive standard versus intensified anticoagulation dosing, but it gives it a grade C rating, meaning that it's a very weak recommendation due to the lack of quality evidence. It does suggest intermediate or therapeutic dosing in patients with high suspicion of VTE where it cannot be documented. The strengths of the summary are that it is peer-reviewed, comprehensive, and provides clear recommendations, but grades the recommendation as weak. It doesn't consistently address the quality or bias risks of the literature review to determine the recommendations. The bottom line of this summary is that standard prophylactic dosing is appropriate for hospitalized COVID patients without a VTE. The next reference that I felt addressed my question well was the Alberta Health Services COVID-19 Scientific Advisory Group Rapid Evidence Brief, called Evidence for Screening and Preventing Venous Thromboembolic Events in Patients with COVID-19 from January 11th, 2021. Of note, the group recently reviewed the evidence again in early May and did not make any changes. It is a summary of available narrative reviews, position statements, evidence-based guidelines, and meta-analyses found through an extensive database search performed by a knowledge resource service employee with Alberta Health Services to address important clinical questions on this topic. And one was the dosing of VTE, including intensity. Articles included those published between January 1st to December 15th of 2020, with the main inclusion criteria involving articles published in 2020, peer-reviewed with a clear clinical question, and only published in English. And it excluded if the article did not answer the research question. The retrospective and observational studies reviewed found intensified anticoagulation dosing improved the survival in mechanically ventilated patients, but some studies showed an increased bleed risk. These studies are limited to being observational and lack the ability to assess confounding factors. Multiple guidelines suggested standard prophylactic anticoagulation dosing adjusted for weight and renal function due to the lack of evidence for benefit from intensified VTE prophylaxis dosing. with the CHEST guidelines suggesting intermediate dosing with patients that have risk factors such as BMI greater than 30, active cancer, requiring ICU admission, and history of VTE. Strengths of this review are that the study quality and limitations are listed. It is peer-reviewed with clear recommendations, and a comprehensive search strategy was performed. But a limitation of this review is that due to the search strategy, it did not include clinical trials, just systematic reviews and guidelines. So the recent clinical trial Inspiration was not included, and it was limited to only English articles with insufficient quality evidence. The summary recommends all hospitalized COVID patients receive standard VTE prophylaxis dosing, such as once daily tenzaparin, adjusted for weight and renal function, unless there are contraindications where pneumatic compression stockings should be used, or fondaparinux in patients with a history of heparin-induced thrombocytopenia. Intensified anticoagulation dosing for VTE prophylaxis is not recommended, as the current evidence suggests there is an increased bleeding risk without adding much benefit. There is no evidence of effectiveness of prophylactic dosing of DOACs in COVID patients. Last article I'll talk about is the American Society of Hematology 2021 guidelines on the use of anticoagulation for thromboprophylaxis in patients with COVID-19, published on February 8, 2021. It is considered a living document. As evidence becomes available, the guidelines will be updated. A multidisciplinary panel was formed to develop the guidelines, and the McMaster Grade Center supported the development process by performing systematic evidence review until August 19th of 2020. Five observational studies were included to assess the use of increased intensity of dosing in critically ill patients. Therapeutic and intermediate intensity dosing may reduce the incidence of VTE and improve mortality, but there is a low certainty in these results, and there appears to be an increased risk of major bleeding. With therapeutic dosing, 15 fewer VTE events per 1,000 patients occurred and 176 more major bleeding events per 1,000 patients occurred. The recommendations for use of standard prophylactic anticoagulation dosing in critically and acutely ill hospitalized patients are conditional recommendations due to the low certainty of the effects based on the available data. Strengths of the guidelines were that risk of bias was assessed using the Cochrane tool, and evidence was assessed using the GRADE approach. But limitations include that the guidelines are based on low certainty data, and there are very few articles that provided the evidence to go into the recommendations. In the end, the guidelines suggest standard prophylactic anticoagulation dosing in critically ill or acutely ill hospitalized patients with COVID that do not have confirmed or suspected VTE. After reviewing the guidelines and summaries, as well as other articles on this topic, what I found was mixed results were shown on the effect of VTE with intensified anticoagulation dosing, but typically an increased risk of major bleeding was present. The three articles all suggest standard prophylactic dosing, preferably with a medication that is dosed less frequently to limit exposure to the patient. The articles all mention the low quality of evidence to be able to provide a strong recommendation on the appropriate intensity of dosing to use. With the increased knowledge in treating the inflammatory process involved in COVID patients with respect to dexamethasone and immunomodulatory agents, the literature has shown a decrease in VTE. Also, there are preliminary results that are not yet peer-reviewed from three large randomized trials, REMAP-CAP, ACTIV-4, and ATTACK. using therapeutic dosing versus standard dosing of anticoagulation that showed benefit of therapeutic dosing in moderately ill, but not in severely ill COVID patients. Until these results are peer reviewed, it is not possible to make a conclusion based on them, as we have seen multiple times this past year about early research results. Based on the articles I reviewed, I would suggest standard prophylactic low molecular weight heparin adjusted based on weight and renal function for hospitalized patients with COVID, as VTE events are decreasing and there is an increased bleeding risk. I would have a low tolerance to increase to full anticoagulation dosing in patients that are highly suspected to have a VTE, but the patient cannot go for imaging to confirm it. This may include patients with unexplained worsening hypoxia, hypotension, or tachycardia, or signs of a VTE. Based on the peer-reviewed results from the three trials and other ongoing trials, the prophylactic dose recommended may change in the future for these patients. But for now, I'd still recommend the standard prophylactic dose. Other questions that come to mind that are related to this topic is the use of DOACs as prophylaxis, the use of prophylaxis in non-hospitalized COVID patients, and the use of anticoagulation prophylactic dosing in patients once discharged. These are all topics to be addressed at another time. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you would like to contact me, I'm Elizabeth Dodd, and my email address is edodd@ualberta.ca. Thank you for listening, and stay safe.